up.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Oh, so glad you can be with us on a Friday morning, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM, as we get ready, not only for the NFL, with 2 weeks left in the season till we get to the playoffs, but the bowl season is here. I know you've been waiting for it. I know you couldn't wait to get to the college football postseason. You kept wondering where all the bowls are just going to fit on your very busy weekend calendar. And busy it is for the world of college football. There are two today. This afternoon, the Buffalo Bulls and the Charlotte 49ers are going to be playing in the Bahamas to kick off the bowl season. How great is that? Utah State and Kent State will be at the Frisco Bowl in Texas. That is later on tonight. Then Saturday, if the three NFL games aren't intriguing enough, and there's Houston against Tampa Bay, there is the big Buffalo New England game that is coming up, and then you've got the Rams and the 49ers. If you say, nah, I don't need that, we'll push that aside. Liberty and Georgia Southern in Orlando. Central Michigan and San Diego State in Albuquerque. You got Boise State facing Washington. That's a pretty good game. In Las Vegas on Saturday. UAB and number 20 Appalachian State at the Superdome. And then SMU taking on Florida Atlantic. SMU flirting in the top 25 all season long at 10-2, going up against Florida Atlantic, who used to have Lane Kiffin, and now he has moved on to Ole Miss, but they still won the Conference USA with a 10-3 record, winning the conference championship game in moving on. Then obviously Lane Kiffin moving on, but taking on an SMU team that can score. If I wet your whistle enough for the college bowl game season, if I haven't, oh, there's one more too. The Arkansas State Red Wolves against Florida International, that game in Montgomery, Alabama. Yeah, that's right. There are six bowl games coming up on Saturday, plus three NFL games. You might be footballed out by the time we get to Sunday, where there's even more football. But it is that time of year again, and it is fun. So, focusing on the NFL, there are games that you need to watch, and there are games you need to sort of pass on, because it's all about just developing. We'll give you the rundown of each game coming up this weekend, including the three games on Saturday and their implications towards the postseason. That's coming up next. It's SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM. On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Before we get to the NFL, don't knock those bowl games, by the way. Those schools really are excited to be going to these games.
And they'll play
They're
hard.
Really fun. They get a little gift bag when they go there, you know, and they'll be these bowl organizations really try to do a good job making it fun for the kids when they're there and the players, and giving them a little bit of swag and taking them on like excursions to things. It's kind of a cool experience. So don't knock it because you may not be interested in Central Michigan, San Diego State, but those teams are going to have fun.
And not only that, they'll probably have their full squads.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone dipping out to get ready for the draft.
Good point. That comes much later down the road. But you're right. So there'll be some nice college bowl games on, as well as some NFL. So let's do it. These are the games that matter. These are the games that don't. And we're going to start at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, where the Buccaneers are taking on the Houston Texans. Now, the Texans, you got to keep winning some games. You don't want Tennessee to take advantage of any slip-up that you may have over the next 2 weeks and steal that division for you, because they're going to be playing next week. So you win this game, lock it up, get it done. Tampa Bay is on a roll. They've actually won four in a row, and their offense is playing really well. Jameis Winston has got the number one passing attack in the NFL. He leads the NFL with 30 touchdown passes. However,
He's also thrown 24 interceptions, and that also leads the league. I apologize. He's second in the NFL in passing touchdowns, so I want to make sure I give credit where credit is due. But he does lead the league in interceptions. This is important for Houston. It's a little important for Tampa Bay. They do want to finish with a winning record after a season that kind of went spiraled out of control for them. At one point, I think they were 2-6, but they've played well lately. Texans, get this win, get the division, move on, and beat Tampa Bay on the road. Very important game. So if you got a chance to settle in, watch it, watch it.
And this one, I mean, this one is like sneaky good.
It is sneaky good.
Because not only do they have everything the teams are playing for, the other component that I'm interested in watching is Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of game is he going to have? Because, I mean, we can have a tale of two cities. And honestly, we can have a tale of two halves with him as well. He could be totally stinking it up the first half and come back and be, you know, the number one draft pick we all thought he would be in the second half, or vice versa.
Yeah,
so you have
Jameis Winston
too.
Jameis Winston's right now is like having that scientist in your building that can really can change the world, but he also can blow up the building, right? I mean, he's like, you don't know what you're getting with him. When he's good, he's really good. He throws nice passes and he can move that offense, but when he's bad, holy cow, is he bad. He throws these balls that are just not only picked off, but zipped back the other way for touchdowns. It's so back and forth with him, but he's entertaining, and that's a good game. Obviously, yep. Buffalo and New England is must watch, very good game. Patriots offense still stagnant, never really caught on this season, still kind of blah, blah. Defense is very good. Bills defense is very good. And the Bills are rolling. I'm not kidding when I tell you this. Buffalo's had that season where I've been waiting for them to get the wheels to come off, and they haven't come off. Yeah, there was the loss to the Browns, but losing to the Ravens by one possession wasn't horrible. Losing to the Patriots by one possession hasn't been horrible. They got blown out by the Eagles, but they have a road win against the Steelers, a road win against the Cowboys. They are playing good football right now. I watched them from start to finish last Sunday. First time I've seen them in a complete game all year. I was impressed with their defense. It's no joke. They might pull this off. The fact that it's in Foxborough, I'll give the edge to the Patriots.
Right.
But this defense is no joke.
But I mean,
they're real.
But if the Bills can steal one in Foxborough,
yep.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, and that sets up a week 17 that, you know, I'm uncertain who the Patriots and Bills are playing.
I looked it up. The Patriots will play the Dolphins and the Bills will play the Jets. So it'll go into some tiebreaker that Michael knows and I don't.
Let's have that. I want it to be a coin flip at the end.
Me too, right? Get it all the way down to the coin flip. The coin flip, and then watch the NFL.
The Bills go out and do your job this weekend.
Do your job. The Rams, they're taking on San Francisco. Do the Rams have a sliver of hope? Yes, but it's so small, it's not even worth really diving into. But for San Francisco, it matters. 11-3, yeah, they're in, but how in, right? Where are they?
They're the fifth seed right now.
Do they want to be? They want to stay at the fifth seed? Or do they want to obviously get home field advantage throughout the playoffs, maybe take advantage of an off week by the Seahawks or an off week by the Saints, whatever it may be, or the Packers for that matter. So, yeah, it's important to them. It's not a five. If the Rams were really, you know, pushing for the playoffs, it would be a different type of game. But 8-6, it's the slimness of slims that they were to get in. But it's still an important contest. So this weekend's got some powerful games en route to shape the way we look at the AFC and NFC playoffs. Excellent stuff. But we get to Sunday, and this is where it gets a little different. Atlanta taking on Jacksonville. I said at the beginning of the season when the Falcons were falling apart that Dan Quinn was going to be out as the head coach of the Falcons, and I still believe that. I think in the end that he's going to be removed and the Falcons are going with a different voice. But do not deny what Atlanta has been doing in the second half of this season. They are 4-3, 5-9 overall, but 4-3, and playing better. They've beaten the Saints on the road. They've beaten the Niners on the road. They're home-facing a Jacksonville team that is just going to close out the season. The good news is, for Jacksonville, is that Gardner Minshew is still their quarterback, so you've got the funness of that. But what if Jacksonville might show up really early for this game? It's a 12 o'clock Central kickoff, 1 o'clock Eastern. They're going to show up at 11:55 thinking that the ball is going to be kicked off. And
not only
that,
but I'm curious to watch the Jaguars play without the fear of being fined.
Yeah, that's right. oh, missed a tackle. Cool. I get to keep my money. Yeah. It's all good. Yeah, but
that didn't cost me 10 grand.
I still think Dan Quinn is on the outs. I think a new voice is needed there, but they're playing well for him right now. And who knows? Arthur Blank doesn't seem the kind of knee-jerk reaction owner that we've seen in, you know, who own other teams in this league. Cleveland and Baltimore. This is another Lamar Jackson show, but the Browns did beat them this season and looking for the sweep. What's the story with the Browns? Do people want to go or do people want to stay? I feel like the story is changing every single day.
Well, that's what we're watch for. I don't know if this game, how watchable this game is during the game, but it's definitely going to be watchable during the post-game press conferences.
Right.
That's more interested in, because if the Ravens take care of the Browns, are we going to get more of the same rhetoric that we've had the last couple of weeks where every Browns player wants to be traded? Are we going to have Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham Jr. looking across the sideline going, hey, Lamar, pick me.
And then only to come back later in midweek and go, oh, I didn't say that. I'm staying forever.
I didn't mean any of that.
When I said I want to leave Cleveland, I meant I don't really want to leave Cleveland. I mean, I just want to get away for the holidays. Yeah, this is still my home. Like, stop it with this. This story changes every single day. Browns players want to leave. No, they want to stay. No, they want to leave again when they lose. No, they want to stay. It's nuts.
If they win again, are they all going to sign, like, 10-year extensions?
Exactly. How about that? If you're John Dorsey, start passing them out. Hey, guys. Thanks for the victory. Why don't you stay another for the rest of your career?
I know last win we had, I passed out cigars. This time it's extensions.
Exactly. Saints at the Titans, very important game for both teams. The Saints obviously same in position with San Francisco. They may have won their division, but there's some seeding here. They won't have to worry about somebody creeping in on them and pushing them down below. They are a division winner, but they could still play wild card weekend at home, and that's the key, right? You still may have to play that extra game. You want the bye week. And you want the games at the Superdome as much as you possibly can. So it's important for them. It's very important for Tennessee. They lose, they're not going to the playoffs. This is absolutely must win. Even, you know, I think, if I'm not mistaken, if they lose this game, even if Houston loses to Tampa Bay, it's going to come down to the Week 17. But I don't think the Titans own the tiebreaker over the Texans. They will split the series, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the Titans own the tiebreaker over Houston if they finish the season tied.
And that's what they would do now.
We'll get back to that one. Carolina at Indianapolis. Boy, this is sad. This could have been a really fun Cam Newton, Andrew Luck thing. It didn't turn out that way. Luck didn't even play, and Cam Newton is hurt. So you get Will Greer from West Virginia. This is the Carolina Panthers' new version of moving forward and figuring out who they have. Boy, the Colts have had a disappointing year. I don't want to use injuries as a big excuse because everybody deals with injuries. They're a banged up football team. They've lost four in a row and six of their last seven. I mean, they were 5-2 at one point, and everyone was talking about how Jacoby Brissett was taking over nicely for Andrew Luck in a season of kind of this turmoil when the quarterback retires like a week and a half before the start of the season. They responded well. They have not responded well since.
Well, that same conversation, you know, that you're having about Jacoby Brissett, we could say about Christian McCaffrey.
Right, sure.
I mean,
exactly,
he started
off,
he was the front runner for the MVP after the first two, three games of the season.
So, you know what? If this is the only one you got, this is the one you can avoid. Sorry, this one's bad. All right, we'll do this one, and then we'll head into we'll get the rest coming up. Cincinnati at Miami. Whew. What can we say about Cincinnati versus Miami
We're disappointed because, remember, weeks ago I had said I need these teams to both still be winless.
That's right. We wanted it so badly.
So we could see which team wanted the number one draft pick more, because it would be the first time we would actually see a game where the other team really wants the other team to win, where one team wants the other team to win. And we're not getting that because they both had to go out and get wins.
That's right. And we're not even getting them both at 1-13.
One at 1-13.
Yeah, we're getting one, which means this isn't even for like the top spot.
No.
Like this isn't even.
If the Bengals win,
They're still getting it.
They're still number one.
They'd still be number one going into Week 17.
Yeah, Dolphins win. You got to hope, I guess, the Redskins win just so they can stay at number two.
Just a reminder, because the Bengals. Because the Bengals, we haven't talked about the Bengals very much this season. AJ Green hasn't played all year. Remember at the beginning of the season they had that practice on that Dayton field and he got hurt?
Yeah, he's supposed to be back 6-7 weeks, right?
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but did we not think that this was a minor setback, that he would miss a couple of weeks? And he hasn't played the entire season.
The Bengals
now, at some point,
Dayton.
Exactly. At some point did he go, I ain't coming back to this show. I'm still hurting, coach. I can't play anymore.
Don't even know who your quarterback is.
He lost a whole year to an injury people thought wasn't that big of a deal at the time.
I still don't think the injury's that big of a deal.
I don't either. I kind of think he looked around and said, no way am I going out with this football team.
He might be going the Kawhi Leonard route.
No way. Coming up, the rest of the games in the NFL, what to watch and what not to watch. That's next on SB Nation AM.
Listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. And if you need a last-minute gift, O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. Several options for gifts under $20. Digital tire gauge. I kind of need one of those. 21 multi-tool storage containers, even a universal backup camera. I definitely need one of those too. Or you can get professional quality power torque tool sets starting at just $19.99. And who doesn't love gift cards? You can even buy gifts online. Pick them up in the store. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. We are continuing to look at the NFL schedule for week number 16 as we continue to look at the games that matter and the games that are just, you know, hey, we just got to play because that's the way the schedule says. All right, let's go to the Meadowlands in East Rutherford, New Jersey for MetLife Stadium with the Jets taking on the Steelers. Dangerous game for the Steelers. I mean it. The Jets are playing better. They are 4-2 over their last six games. And the Steelers better be careful here because Delvin Hodges isn't playing all that well. Mason Rudolph doesn't play very well. And the Steelers can't afford to lose this game. It's a rematch. It's a reunion with Le'Veon Bell. So I'm sure that's going to be played up as much as possible. But the Steelers have a road game against Baltimore next week. If you mess around here and lose to the Jets, do not get into that position where you're going to have to beat a Baltimore team. Now, Ravens may rest everybody and good for them. But still, don't mess with fire. This is a very important game for the Steelers. And the Jets obviously playing for a little second half pride on their way. This is important. It's about a 4, but given that the playoff implications could be affected by this game. The Steelers win, they'll hang on to that final wild card spot for now. How about the Jets and the Washington Redskins? Have the Giants decided who the quarterback's going to be yet?
Nope.
They're still going Daniel Jones taking reps with first teams. We'll see if we'll return from the high ankle sprain.
The latest and greatest, as far as the latest and greatest I've seen, is Jones still trending as to be the next quarterback or the starting quarterback.
Just let Eli close out the season.
Just let Jones sit for the rest of the season. He's your future.
Right.
I mean, how horrible would it be if you go out against a game against the Redskins and he has a career-threatening injury?
Right. And then Eli goes, well, I guess you're going to need me until I'm 42 now.
I guess I'm going to stick around so I could train another quarterback.
That's right. I'll be sticking around here for a few more years, training yet another guy to take my job.
Well, neither of them play. You know who the third guy is?
Who is the third guy on the Giants roster?
Alex Tanny.
Is it really?
Yes.
Who is that?
He played college football at Monmouth College.
Did he really?
Because, you know, if he gets into a game, you know it'll happen, right?
He'll do well.
Well, I don't know about that, but where's Kaepernick?
Oh, that's right. Where's Kaepernick?
So please, just let Eli play.
So much for that big workout. That didn't really result in anything. Detroit at Denver. Egad. Have you been seeing how many people are really supportive of Matt Patricia keeping his job, like opposing coaches saying what a good job he's doing despite the injuries and whatnot? Okay, I'll take their word for it. But they are riding a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 game losing skid.
Yeah.
The Broncos at one time were playing to avoid a losing season. That is now not going to happen. They are going to have a losing season yet
again. Nothing they can do about it.
There's nothing they can do about it. So just go with the flow. Some teams, just the seasons don't come together. But another game for Drew Lock in Denver for the Broncos. Avoid this at all costs. It's worthless. These are two bad football teams.
Will there be snow?
Maybe.
Because it'll be kind of fun to watch the Lions play in snow.
That would be kind of cool.
Because they don't play in weather.
That'd be nice if it was some snow. That'd be cool.
That makes the game watchable.
Chargers hosting Oakland. I got to be honest with you.
No. You said that wrong. Chargers on the road at home against Oakland.
That's right. I apologize, because if there is a home field advantage for the Raiders, it's going to be playing this game in Los Angeles. I can't wait to see the sea of black and silver.
Oh, my God.
Silver and black.
I will pay anyone a dollar if they find a blue jersey anywhere in that crowd.
I got to be honest with you. I can't wait for next season. When they're in the big stadium, how many Raider fans are going to show up to dominate the big stadium, right?
All of them.
It's going to be, they're going to have 9 home games.
Yeah. Chargers are going to have to go to a silent count.
We used to call it StubHub. Yeah, we used to call it StubHub Stadium. It's now called Dignity Health Sports Park.
You made that up.
I wish I did. The big one in Philadelphia, Dallas, and the Eagles, both teams 7-7. One of them is going to the playoffs. The other one is going to silk away an embarrassment as the season will crash down on top of their heads. Dak Prescott's got a hurt shoulder. Will it be a factor? You've got to tune in to find out. Will the Eagles be able to thwart a potential season sweep by the Cowboys? You'll have to tune in and find out. Tell me this is the Buck Aikman game next week?
Oh,
this weekend? Yes.
It has to be, right?
It's got to be. I thought they'd be Giants Redskins, so. I kid. Dallas and the Eagles, this is much watch. 5 on a 5 scale. Again, the winner's going to have control of that division. So take it for what it is. I'm kind of leaning Eagles. I think the Eagles are going to win this one. I don't know. But I think the Eagles, that's my little bet. I think that injury is going to be bad for Dallas. But they'll still be able to run the ball. How about Arizona against Seattle?
That one actually could be fun.
This could be fun. Do you think Seattle's got a... Be very, very careful. Here comes Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is... he's thrown for over 3,000 yards and ran for over 500. I guess that's pretty good, right? For your rookie season in the National Football League?
Just real quick, Buck Aikman, Dallas and Philadelphia. Right.
I figured that.
Yeah.
But that's good. Arizona at 4-9-1, but... You know, can still be a little bit of a threat.
You know, this Seahawks is going to be fun to watch. Down.
It could be, yeah.
Mean, you know, it's one of the, that's what, is it the, well, I mean, Larry Fitzgerald, this last 2 games, right?
Right? You think so?
Yeah, I think he's done up to this.
I think this will be cool when Russell Wilson, when Kyler Murray meets Russell Wilson and says, hey, thanks for this fantastic season. How did they do when they last played? 27-10, Seattle. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see how this rolls. Seahawks at 11-3, another one of those teams that's trying to hang on to the division lead, trying to hang on to the first round bye. So again, very important to them. It's not a 5, but it's not a 2 either. It's probably about a 3.5 to a 4.
This is, you would say this has been a successful season for the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, I would.
I mean, Cliff Kingsbury should be proud of himself for what he's accomplished this
season. They've got a fun young quarterback who's just going to grow. I think he's done fine. He runs good. He throws pretty good. 3,000 yards passing is nothing to sneeze at. It's been a good season for them. Wins will come. It'll come down the road. Kansas City at Chicago. The Chiefs at 10-4. The Bears, have they been officially eliminated yet at 7-7? I think the Packers eliminated them.
The only team that has not been officially eliminated is the Rams.
So even in those scenarios like we played around with Cleveland the other day where it's like, here's 14 things that have to happen, that doesn't exist for the Bears. Now, they're not getting in at 9-7 if they were to win the next 2 games. The Chiefs have something to play for here still, maybe, with New England and Buffalo. If they were to tie the Patriots at 10-4, the Patriots were to lose... They would get the first round bye, right? They own the tiebreaker in a head-to-head matchup against the Patriots.
I think you're right.
Do they own the head-to-head matchup against the Bills? Have they played the Bills this year? I don't think so. So I don't know. I'm just trying to find a reason for the Kansas City Chiefs to want to win this game badly. I'm trying to come up with one.
I think seeding is still in effect.
Right, seeding is still in effect.
I think that's it, though.
Right, okay. Because Ravens have the number 1 seed, and they'll be fighting for the number 2 seed with the Patriots if the Patriots should lose. And they would know that going into the game because the Patriots play on Saturday. I'm fishing here, Ron. I'm trying to figure out a reason. All right? Then the Monday night game, and I lost my list. Who's playing Monday night?
Packers-Vikings.
Packers-Vikings. That's a classic. Watch. That's must-watch. That is must-watch. Those are the top 2 teams in the Central. And well, yeah, the north, which is the central. What am I, 75 years old? The north. It's a must watch. It's 5-on-5. That's the stars of the game. So there you go. The NFL schedule, what to watch and what to avoid on SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. Glad you could join us. It is the Friday edition, getting ready for the weekend that is week number 16. All right, so we decided let's go over some playoff scenarios because we got to get you primed up, ready to watch the games and to figure out what can actually happen in these games. So we got a lot to get to. We got to plow through this pretty quickly, wouldn't you say? Given there's a lot of different scenarios.
I'm surprised at how many scenarios. I mean, I guess most of the scenarios here aren't about whether or not a team can make the playoffs. Most of it is dealing with where are they going to finish.
Right, exactly.
Because as far as teams that can make, it's very slim. There are more teams eliminated heading into this weekend than I've seen in recent memory.
There isn't a, like for the AFC wildcard race, for example, with Buffalo clinching and everybody kind of fighting for that last one, there isn't like seven teams that are up for it, right? I mean, there are four. There's four, but there's not like a bunch. Baltimore, let's get to them. Can they be the number one seed with the win this weekend? Yes. If they beat the Browns, they'll be the number one seed overall. That's it. They could be the number two seed, but it's highly unlikely. They have the tiebreaker over the Patriots. Yeah. But they could go 0-2. The Patriots go 2-0, and the Chiefs go 1-1. They could end up with the number two seed. They can't finish lower than the three seed. So yeah, that's it. But if they were to lose out, and the Patriots and Chiefs were to win out, the Ravens would be the three seed, and they would actually be playing in the first weekend of the playoffs at home.
That'd be shocking.
That's right.
But you and I both know they're going to win this weekend.
They are going to win this weekend
because all the Browns teams are going to quit.
They're going to quit. They don't want to be there.
Yep.
The Patriots at 11-3 could be the number one seed, cannot clinch the top seed in week 16. So they need to win, and they also need Ravens to lose and some help. They can clinch the number two seed if they win and the Chiefs lose or tie, or if the Patriots tie and the Chiefs lose. I hate the tie aspect to it. Doesn't that drive you crazy?
Yes.
You got to say win or tie, win or tie, win or tie. But they could be in danger of not getting a bye. Depending on also Kansas City doing things. Why? Because the Chiefs do own the tiebreaker over the Patriots. Tom Brady and the Patriots could be a three seed. How could they be the three seed if they lose once and the Chiefs win out? So the Patriots are playing both the Bills and the Dolphins. If the Chiefs win out and the Patriots lose one of those games, the Patriots would be a three seed and they'd have to play in the opening weekend. But as you mentioned, Ron, to me, they could also be the five seed. If they were to lose out, they not only would not get a first-round bye, they wouldn't even get a home game because the Bills would win the division.
Right.
The Patriots would need to win one game, but if the Patriots were to lose both games, they could be a five seed. They'd be in the playoffs. I mean, a wild card. And so they would own the spot the Bills would have now because the Bills would win the division if they were to lose out. So, yeah, don't miss.
I mean, that seems unlikely given the fact that New England ends the season against the Dolphins.
Right.
But, I mean, we can certainly see them lose, so we might have this talking point next week.
Kansas City could be anything from a 1 to a 4, but they cannot be a wild card team because they've clinched their division.
Right.
But you're right. When teams are in that position where they've clinched their division and they know they're going to the playoffs as a divisional winner, they still are playing for seeding.
Yeah.
Because the first round bye is important. So the Chiefs could be the one seed because they have the tiebreaker over both the Ravens and the Patriots. They could be the two seed, which is probably the outcome because they could win out. Patriots lose to the Bills. They would get the two seed. They could be a three seed, which is where they are right now. They could also be the four seed because Houston owns the tiebreaker over Kansas City if it comes down to that. All right, let's get to where it's really fun. The Texans, they have not clinched a playoff spot yet, nor have they clinched the division. That is a tough thing to say for a team that is 9-5 right now, wouldn't you say? That 9-5 record in the AFC is still yet to clinch a playoff berth.
I know.
They could still be the number two seed and get a first round bye in the playoffs. They have to win out to get to 11-5. The Chiefs have to go 1-1 to get to 11-5, and the Patriots have to go to 0-2. That's how the Texans can be the number two seed with the bye. That's not likely to happen. To be the number three seed, the Patriots win out, the Chiefs go 1-1, and the Texans win out. That's how Houston gets the three seed, basically bumping the Chiefs down to the four. All likelihood, if they win the division, the Texans will be the number four seed. But they also could be the six seed, because if Tennessee wins the division, that puts Houston in the wild card race. They don't win out on, again, they won't beat out on Buffalo. They could be the sixth team, the last team getting in, edging out the Steelers and edging out, not edging out the Titans, because the Titans win the division. All right, the Buffalo Bills. Could they still win the division? Yes, they could be the number two seed if the Bills beat the Patriots on Saturday and also beat the Jets next weekend, and the Patriots have to lose to the Dolphins. Oh, and by the way, they also need the Chiefs to go 1-1. So the Bills could be hosting a divisional game in round two. If they win both of their games, the Patriots lose both games, which obviously they play on Saturday, and the Chiefs go 1-1. That's how the Bills could be the two seed. They could be the three seed if they win out and the Patriots lose to the Dolphins, but likely will stay at a five seed, which is where they are right now. But you never know. They could beat the Patriots on Saturday and put themselves in play for even more fun and goodies. All right. The Steelers are at 8-6. Okay, they cannot win the division.
Nope.
They have not clinched a playoff berth. The Steelers are the six seed. They cannot be a five seed. They lost to the Bills on Saturday. But they need to win out against the Jets and the Ravens, and they would be the sixth seed. But they do have a tiebreaker over the Titans, and a single win by the Texans clinches the AFC South for Houston. So, for the Steelers need Houston to win the division because they own the tiebreaker over Tennessee. So any situation in which these teams are tied would put the Steelers in the playoffs over Tennessee.
Right.
The danger is this weekend. The danger for the Steelers is losing to the Jets. Because if they lose to the Jets and the Titans should beat the Saints at home, now we're iffy, because that means that the Steelers are a game behind Tennessee. They would need to beat the Ravens. The Titans would need to lose to Houston to be tied again. Houston then wins the division. Titans and Steelers tied again, and the Steelers get in over the Titans in a head-to-head battle.
Yeah, then it gets good.
Then it gets good.
Not for
then
you.
It gets, not for me. You. No, too much. I had to deal with this crap last year when the Steelers lost to the Saints on Christmas Eve. Or no, day before, whenever it was, the Sunday. And then had to pray to God that the Browns beat the Ravens, and they didn't do it. Baker Mayfield threw an interception. I'm not doing the Browns. We did the Browns already this week, right?
Yeah, if you want to, go back and listen to the podcast.
Yeah, because the Browns have
make it that simple. Just go back and listen.
There are 12 things that need to happen.
Or, as this writer put, a snowball's chance of making the playoffs.
Right.
He just left out two words, I guess, right?
Yeah, and the Raiders are also in that same position. The Raiders need to win out, and the Browns need to lose at one game, and then a whole bunch of other things happen at the top for the Raiders to make the playoffs. Which...
Yeah. So unlikely. Yeah.
Wait a minute. The Raiders can't make the playoffs. Why is this scenario that the Raiders at 8-6? They're not 8-6. They're 6-8. Why did they put the Raiders in this conversation?
I don't know.
All right. Well, maybe they thought if the Raiders went out at 8-8, they could get in. Okay. Nevertheless. NFC, Seahawks.
Well, they're 6-8. Yeah, they're 6-8.
They're 6-8.
If they go to 8-8.
Yeah, that's right. They would get into 8-8. So it's just a mistype, but the scenario still stays the same.
Yeah.
It's a mistype of the article.
They need to win out. They need the Browns to lose at least one game. And this is the Colts would take the Titans by a tiebreaker, and the Raiders would sneak into the postseason. So they need the Titans to lose both games.
Yeah, they need a bunch of things to happen.
And the Steelers to lose.
NFC, Seattle. Could they get the number one seed? Yes, they need to win out. If they win out, they own all the tiebreakers. I didn't realize they owned all the tiebreakers.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild. So just went out, Seattle. That's all you got to do. All the teams that are 11-3, you'd be the number one seed if you went out. You own every single tiebreaker. They could be the number two. They could be the three. They could be the five. They could be the six. That is crazy. The Seahawks could be the sixth seed. If they lose out and the Vikings win out and the Packers beat the Lions in week 17, it would be a nightmare for Seattle. They would end up being
the sixth seed.
The sixth seed. Right now, they're number one. In 2 weeks, they could be six.
What's the minute? The only seed they can't be is four.
That's right. They can't be four.
They can't be
They
four.
Can't be the worst divisional team, divisional winner, because that belongs to either the Eagles or Dallas. Green Bay at 11-3. They can be the number one seed. The Packers winning out, and both the Seahawks and 49ers go to 12-4. So the Packers have to be 13-3. The Seahawks and the Packers have to be 12-4. I'm assuming that means they own the tiebreaker against the Saints. I'm assuming. The Packers could be a two seed if they win out. If they could be the three seed. They could also be the six seed. If the Packers lose, the Vikings win out, the Vikings would win the North. That would put the Packers in the wild card, and it's possible they could be the sixth seed going in. God, this is great. This is great. The Saints, I think, is the same scenario. Currently, the Saints are at three. They need help to secure that top spot to be number one. They lose the tiebreaker to the 49ers, and they lose the conference game tiebreaker to the Packers, but they win a head-to-head tiebreaker over the Seahawks. But I thought the Seahawks owned the tiebreaker over everybody else. All right, they can be the number two seed, the three seed. That's it. That's all the Saints can be. They're not, because they won the division.
Which isn't
they're not
bad. I mean, if you're the third seed, they're playing for a first-round bye. That's what they ultimately want. But if you're the third seed, at least then you're playing the weaker of the two teams after Wild Card Weekend.
All right, I know it's getting confusing, but here's the simplification of this. You ready? The Dallas Cowboys beat the Eagles, you win the NFC East,
and you're in.
Then you're in, no matter what happens. If the Cowboys lose to the Eagles in Week 16, they could still get in with a win against the Ravens and an Eagles loss to the Giants, because they own the tiebreaker over the Eagles, even though they would be splitting the head-to-head matchup. But here it is. Simple, Dallas. Beat the Eagles. You're in. Don't worry about it. You can't be anything more than the four. Be the four. That's it.
You can't be more than the four, and you can't be worse than the four.
That's right. San Francisco. They are not the division winners, but they still could be the number one seed. That was a very bad loss to the Falcons, they point out. Very true. They could be a two seed, three seed, five seed, or six seed.
That's like the Seahawks.
This is nuts. This is so fun. This is so fun that we're two games in, we got two games remaining for everybody, and you could be an 11-3 football team and be the last team in the NFC wildcard race. That's amazing. If the Niners lose out and the Vikings win out, the 49ers would be the sixth seed, the Vincs would be seed number five. That's amazing. The Vikings, same thing. The Vikings at 10-4 can still be the number one seed in the NFC. Could still get there. They'd be the number two, the three, the five, or the six. Now the Rams. Can the Rams get in? Yes. They can be the number six seed. Here's how the Rams can get in. They're down to their final life. If they beat the 49ers this weekend and the Cardinals in week 17 to win out, and the Vikings lose to both the Packers and Bears, and the Rams would make the playoffs by virtue of their tiebreaker over the Vikings in conference games. That's a little surprising to me. I thought the Rams needed more help than that, but apparently they don't. They just need the Vikings to lose two games, and they win two games, and the Rams would make the playoffs.
It's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's 10-4.
That's right. And the Eagles got to beat Dallas. And then I think they have to beat the Giants. So you better beat the Giants. You have to win out. They have to win out. They have to win both of their games. Yep. They have to finish 9-7. They cannot win at 8-8 unless Dallas. No, it doesn't matter.
No, if they win out, they're in no matter what.
Right. If they lose this weekend, they're out.
If they lose this weekend, they're out.
If they win this weekend and they lose to the Giants and the Cowboys win, they're in.
Yep.
And they're out.
Yeah.
They need the Cowboys to lose. So there you go.
They need the Cowboys to lose out.
Complicated, but a public service nonetheless.
But that's it. I mean, it's all...
I think our overriding point is this is still really fun.
Yeah. I mean, there's two teams in the NFC that still have an outside chance. There's four teams in the AFC... Two of them have a way outside chance.
Right.
And those two teams will probably be eliminated this weekend.
That's right. That is right. Goodness gracious. All right. Again, on Twitter, at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver. That's Ron with two N's. We just did you a favor with all the playoff scenarios. It's complicated. It still is. This is great for the NFL. This is fun for the NFL. Still a lot of fun in the final 2 weeks of the year. It's SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM. on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, thanks for joining us, SB Nation Radio, SB Nation AM. And just as we call again, once again, can't tell you enough how thankful we are that you listen to this program, that you tweet us, that you send us messages as we get to the holiday season. Wishing all of you a happy holidays. This hour of SB Nation Radio presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Next week, we're on Monday and Friday, but there's still NFL playoffs, the NFL picture, the college football semifinals will be coming up next weekend. So there's still a lot we're going to do next week, even though we're going to take 3 days off in midweek. Michael, who frequently tweets the show, he said, my wife's children are visiting from Brazil for Christmas. We're taking them to Washington, D.C. for national sights, Connecticut for Christmas, New York for Broadway and the ball drop, Vermont for skiing. Well done, Michael. Very, very good. During all this, I'll still be listening. Michael, we thank you for that. We thank you. Thank you for all of the tweets that you've sent in the past year.
And if they're visiting from Brazil, well, I'll do more soccer talk next week.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we'll entertain them. Exactly. It's a very nice Christmas vacation you got going on there, Michael. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Don't take Brian Barrett with you skiing, though. He doesn't like skiing.
No. And if you do go to the ball drop, you know, you better do your best Barbara Walters impression.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, drag her along.
Do you have to wear an adult diaper when you go to the ball drop?
I don't know.
Because you got to stand there and there's no bathrooms.
Well, I think it's so cold, you just go
let
on
it,
yourself,
let it freeze, right?
Yeah, just go on yourself. It'll warm you up for a little bit. Just don't wear jeans.
That's right.
Apparently.
That's right. Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thanks for being part of this show. It's SB Nation AM.